And on the line now, I have Aoife Thorpey from Kilmainham Goal. Good morning, Aoife.
Good morning, John.
And thank you very much.
How are you?
I'm good. And thank you very much for taking the call. We're going to talk about, there's an appeal out for information on Peter Byrne, who is a Dublin man detained in Ballinconlair Camp in County Down between 1920 and 1921. Before we go to talk about that, can you tell me a little bit about the Ballinconlair Camp and about the project that you're involved in with Down County Museum?
So Ballykinler was a military base in County Down. It's in the townland of Ballykinler, outside Downpatrick, and it was pressed into service as an internment camp in late 1920. So December 1920, it was opened up to house several hundred, eventually several thousand men who had been arrested by the British military in Ireland during the War of Independence. So Down County Museum, being in Down County, have begun a project called the Ballykinler History Hut Project, and they are going to reconstruct an original hut from Ballykinler Camp, which was dismantled there in 2012. And they're going to reconstruct this in the courtyard of Down County Museum later this year. And as part of that, they've been looking for collections relating to Ballykinler, and Kilmainham Jail Museum have a really great collection of material about Ballykinler when it was an internment camp. So we are helping them out with material, and part of that is a number of letters, well, dozens of letters sent by Peter Byrne, as you said, who was a Dublin man, from Ballykinler camp between December 1920 and December 1921.
And whereabouts from Dublin was Peter Byrne from?
So Peter Byrne was from Barrow Street in Ringsend. It's just off Grand Canal Street, and he seems to have spent pretty much his whole life there. He lived at 7 Barrow Street with his family until he married a woman called Frances Lucas in 1918, when they moved just up the road to 1 Barrow Street. And then his wife seems to have lived there for the rest of her life, and she died in the 1970s. So we're hoping that maybe some people in the area of Ringsend might remember the family.
And the Ballykinlair camp, it had a nickname, I believe, back in the day.
Yeah, it was called World's End Camp, and that gives you an idea of how people felt about it. It seems to have been a very damp, cold, windy, desolate place. So it's located surrounded by mountains, it's on the coast, and the wind howled through it. So it's not just the internees who called it World's End Camp, it was also the British soldiers stationed there. It seems to have been a really awful place to be.
Yeah, it sounds it. And how did yourselves and Down County Museum get together on this project?
King, who is the curator up in Down, contacted last year asking if we had any Ballykinler material, and we do. So we began a process of, he came down and he looked through our collections, and in that we identified the Peter Byrne letters as a really important source for the projects that the Down County Museum are undertaking, because there's dozens of letters, as I said, and they really give an insight into what the life in the camp was really like for the internees. So he talks about the food, how terrible it is, the rain, how uncomfortable they are, what he's getting up to. So they do things like plays, they make their own newspapers. So there were two camps, 1 and 2. In camp 1, the paper was called Nó Bocleis, and in camp 2, it was called The Barbed Wire. These letters, we went through them, we found loads of interesting information. And then Down County Museum asked if we might put out a call for information on the family of Peter Byrne, because we'd love to get a photograph of him. So we do have these letters in the collection, but we've no photograph of what he looked like at any point in his life. And we'd love to get one so that Down County Museum can use it in their interpretation, because Peter Byrne will be one of the focuses of their interpretation when they do open up the new Ballykinler hut.
So we'll make that appeal again for anybody who has any information or photographs from Peter Byrne from Barrow Street back in the day.
Yeah, and he had a brother called Joseph who did definitely have a son called Brendan in the 1920s. So there might hopefully be some descendants of Joseph Byrne and Brendan Byrne. But Peter, as far as we're aware, didn't have any children, unfortunately. So it might be great nieces and great nephews down the line that might be able to tell us about their life was like after 1921, and indeed a photograph.
Yeah, and it's not that long ago really when you think about it, you know, so there are definitely relatives out there somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. The street is sort of a top, at least it was until recently. There might be someone's granny remembers them.
Yeah. Okay, Aoife, I take it this will all be open to the public when it is up and running.
Yes, yeah, so Down County Museum, the project's being funded by the Special Union Programs through its Piece 4 program, and they're going to be opening it hopefully early next year, but they're going to start work on it later this year, and I really look forward to seeing the hus and what they're doing with it, because it sounds like they have a really amazing story going on. And you can keep track with their projects on their Facebook page, Ballykindler History Hus, and they put up loads of information and information they found out and things that were found at the camp as well. So it looks like it'd be really, really interesting when it does go through.
So it's Ballykindler History Hut.
History Hut on Facebook, and it'll be in Down County Museum hopefully early next year.
Okay, and if anybody is listening and they have some information, or this will be going out on podcast as well, so they could listen again, who would they contact with the information?
So they would contact myself at Kilmainham Jail Museum. So the Kilmainham Jail Museum Facebook page also has some information on Peter Byrne, and that will give you the contact details. But if you contact Aoife Torpy at Kilmainham Jail Museum with any information you have about the Byrnes, we'd be delighted to hear from people.
Okay, Aoife. It all sounds very, very interesting, and I'm sure there's a lot more history there and stories there. So is there anything you'd like to add?
No, I just really hope any of your listeners might be able to help us out. And if anybody has any stories about Ballykindler also, we'd love to hear them too.
Okay, Aoife Torpy, thank you very much for taking the call.
Thank you very much, John. Have a good day.
Thank you, and you too. Okay, there you go. Anybody out there knows of Peter Byrne from Barrow Street, you can contact the Ballykindler History Hut on Facebook, or Aoife Torpy at Kilmainham Jail Museum.